Welcome to the Keeping It Young radio program, conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. I'm Dave.
And I'm Beth Lee.
And we are the Youngs. Join us today as we conclude our conversation entitled Seven Vital Steps for Building a Christian Family, Part 3.
We're to train our children to love God so that it's obvious. And we have to love God
right. So
that it's obvious. So let's talk about that. How do we show our kids, how do we train our children to love God?
To love God.
What would you say, my love?
Well, just like I mentioned a few minutes ago, I think they cannot love him if they don't know him. Mm-hmm. So obviously, you're training them to know him as their Savior, but then you have to train them to have a relationship with him. And it's just like with fearing God, you're constantly then pointing them to the reasons to love him. He is good to us. He did this for us. He saved us. He came at Christmas time. All kinds of different ways you can point them to God so that they know him and they know that he is loving and gracious and merciful and he blesses us abundantly, the Bible tells us. And so for constantly pointing that out to them, we are teaching them to love him.
So it's a matter of communicating all the things he does,
who
he is.
Right.
As we introduce them as the Savior, we're also then to lead them into understanding his character.
Yes.
And as they understand his character, then they fall in love with who this God is.
Yes, and that will take them through, of course, the times of abundant blessing.
Sure.
And then it will also carry them through those times that are difficult. I know we're going to talk about that in a few minutes. But if they already know how wonderful and gracious and loving he is, then they will love him through whatever time they're in.
Yeah, and remember this, moms and dads. One of the things that happens is that sometimes in the bad times, we tend to like work hard on our relationship to God.
That's true.
Most of us live in the good times. Most of us have beautiful homes, nice cars, good clothes, plenty of food to eat. We would say we are ridiculously blessed.
Yes.
And sometimes it's a lot easier to overlook loving God when you're ridiculously blessed than it is when things are going wrong.
Right.
Because like, you know, if you can afford to take a 3-week vacation, and then all is well in you. I mean, all is great. And it's easy in a time like that. See, we don't have to, you know, we don't need to be about, we can play ball. We don't need to be in church on Sunday.
Right.
You know, all is well in our life. But if you go to the doctor and find out that, you know what, I have cancer, all of a sudden that jars us awake and our next heart is, you know, I got to get to God. I need God. I need God. So let's just start with in the good times. I think that's what you're alluding to there.
Yes.
In the good times, we have to not assume that our kids know this is of God. We have to talk about it. We have to point at it. We have to draw attention to it.
Yes.
Does anything come to your mind of how we did that with our children during the good times?
Well, we come to this point a lot on our podcast, but we worked very hard at being thankful.
That's a huge one for our family.
Yes.
And we worked at being thankful for each other.
Yes.
On birthdays, Father's Day, Mother's Day.
Yes.
Special events, we would always just stop graduations. We'd always stop and we would, each of the family members would share reasons why we are thankful for dad or mom or our brother or our sister.
Right.
And those were huge, but that grateful heart pointed us to the fact that God is good to us.
Yes. And we would point that out to the children when we would travel in the ministry with the children. Often people would do things for them and we would, of course, write a thank you note to those people and encourage our children to write thank you notes. But at the same time, we would be pointing out, you know, these people are being very good to us. But do you know why they do that? They do that because they love God.
Yeah, they love God. We'd say, you know, these people love God and love us.
Yes.
Because we wanted them to know that God's goodness changes lives.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. So we pointed out in the good times. And when we got to do things like, you know, go to Disney or people would be so kind to us. They'd give us, whatever.
A gift card.
Or take us out to eat somewhere really nice. We would always remind the kids. My point here is being that we continually pointed our children in the good times to love our God.
Yes.
And one of the things we've always done is we've prioritized even church, especially during the good times. It's so easy in the blessings of our society to think, church is fine, but we're okay. We got good kids. They're okay.
Right.
But for our family, church was always the priority. Now we go. We're going to church. We're going to worship. We're going to sing.
Right.
And moms and dads, I will tell you this as well. As your kids get into junior high and teen years, take advantage of every opportunity you have to get your children in a place where they can see God, learn about God, know God, and fall in love with God.
Yes.
And just this week, it'll be, once you hear this, it will already have occurred, but this summer our kids are going to camp.
Yes.
And that's an expense, and that's a large expense. Mm-hmm. By the time you pay for their camp fees, mm-hmm. plus the food on the way there, plus right. some spending money while they're there.
Right.
It's quite an investment, and especially if you have more than one child, that's a huge investment.
Yes.
But it's an investment we've always made, because our whole point was, here's another opportunity to teach our kids to know and love God.
Yes.
And so in the good times. Mm-hmm. But let's before we run out of time here today, talk about the dark times. Mm. It is absolutely impossible to live life without some dark times.
Yes.
And they vary. You know, we've gone through the loss of a couple of children ourselves, mm-hmm. Babies. Bethley's dad went to heaven. Bethley's mom has gone to heaven. Those are dark times. Those are quite, you know, challenging times. But mm-hmm. there's others as well. We've actually had to a couple of times switch churches. Mm-hmm. Those were difficult times for our children.
Yes.
We've had at least one or two issues with some ministries where we served, things, misunderstandings, issues where there was mm-hmm. cancellations and
right.
and challenges. What do you think, what would you say to our audience in the dark times? How do you point mm-hmm. children to love God in the dark times?
Well, first of all, if you are pointing your children to love God and training them to love God in the good times, then stepping into that bad time, you are more apt not to question.
It's just a continuation of what you've already been learning.
It is. Well, I already know that God is good. I already know that He blesses me. I already know that His grace and mercy is abundant in my life. And so this time is not taking Him by surprise. And this is not an alteration of His character. It is not Him turning His back on us and forgetting our family. This is just God continuing to be good and loving and kind and gracious and merciful.
Yeah, and the result of the sin, the evil, is a result of the fact that we now live in a sin-cursed world.
Right.
So by showing our kids that God didn't do this, mm-hmm. God's not forcing this evil on us. We right. live in a sin-cursed world. God is able to take these issues,
right.
challenges, mm-hmm. difficulties,
right.
and He wants to grow us through them because He's so good. So right. even then we point them.
Right, and it's just, but it's so imperative, as we talked about before, that you learn to love God in the good times so that you're not blown out of the water by the bad times.
Absolutely.
Because those times are very hurtful, and they can be mm-hmm. confusing, and they can be scary, and you don't know what's going on, mm-hmm. and you tend to want to question everything that's coming on to you, coming on into your life. And so it's just a good time to, hopefully, you've already, I would say, strengthened yourself in the Lord and mm-hmm. loving Him mm-hmm. in the good times. And then this is a good time then just to remember. And I think with our children, going through the times that we have, first of all, by our example, that we didn't stop going to church because we were discouraged. We didn't stop reading our Bible or praying because we were mm-hmm. discouraged. Our children got to see all of that. We were still kind. In our home, we were still loving in our home. You know, sometimes if there's pressure from outside the home or some kind of difficulty that's going on, it can lead to us being frustrated and irritated with each other.
Yeah.
And we were very aware of that. Mm-hmm. And so our children watching our example mm-hmm. Just shows them, you know what, this God is worth loving.
That's so true.
This God is worth serving. And then you have those discussions with your children, which can be very difficult, especially if they're old enough to know, okay, something happened with this ministry.
Or they're hurting.
Yes.
If that they're has hurting,
hurt
that's
my
really
mom
hard.
And dad, and this has hurt us, and or this difficulty has come into our home, or this sickness has come into our home, and I'm very confused by this. So you can have those conversations, and in the conversation, you can point them to loving God. You know what we're going to do? We're going to keep loving God.
Sure. And we also find that if we serve others during that time,
yes,
it takes us the focus off of ourself and our problem and our issue.
Right.
And forces us to focus on others.
Yes.
And that's such a powerful, powerful thing. So we're going to run out of time here in a moment, but in my notes I just wrote down, as we're showing our kids that God is good, don't forget to serve and obey God happily.
Mm.
And go all the way back. I think it's our first episode, Serve the Lord with Gladness.
Yes.
And if you've not heard that episode, you should go back and listen to that, because when all's well in life, if mm-hmm. you serve God happily, it says, I love God.
Right.
If you serve God happily when things are tough, it also says, I love God.
Yes. Probably shouts it even a little louder.
And remember, I'll just caution you so highly on this one. Guard your tongue. Mm. Because when we have a complaining spirit, we're griping, we're angry, we're frustrated, we're
critical.
Biting, we're cutting, all of that. Mm. It makes it very difficult for people to think I love God when my tongue is so negative, so down, so frustrating.
Especially to our children.
Yeah. And remember what James said in James 1. He talks about in James 1, I think it's in verse 26, where he says, if we're religious but don't guard our tongue, mm-hmm. and I'm paraphrasing that.
Right.
If we're religious or we seem to be religious, mm. but we don't guard our tongue, he said our religion is empty. It's vain.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And our children will know that.
Yes.
So basically what we're reviewing here is that Deuteronomy says we've got to fear God, mm-hmm. we've got to keep God first,
right.
and we've got to love God.
Got to love Him.
And we got to do that ourselves, but we've got to train our sons and our sons' sons to do the same thing.
Right.
And Moses says here, and then Jesus repeats it, that it's something that's mental, it's something emotional, and it's something physical. Mm. He mentions mentally, our heart, our mind.
Right.
And the word heart does have to do a lot with our thinking, our thoughts. Keep your heart starts with keeping your thoughts, where what you think determines how you act and,
right.
and how you respond to things. Emotionally there, the word soul mm-hmm. Is connected to our emotions. That's with feeling, with fervency, with passion.
Right.
And even physically, that word might and strength has the idea of force. It means
right.
I really sincerely am pursuing a love for God. Mm-hmm. And pursue your children loving God. Mom and Dad, make church a priority and be happy about it.
Right.
And just make it positive. And mm-hmm. I remember our church used, the churches we attended would have Saturday morning door to door. And our kids always loved it because we'd make a big deal about it. We're going to go out and we're going to knock on doors. We're going to give out information. We're going to invite people to church. And then we're going to go out to eat. But we turned,
go to Chick-fil-A.
We turned it into a positive. Everything yes. was positive. And mm-hmm. it doesn't mean life is easy, but I'm telling you, if you'll just work on having a happy heart
right.
that is absolutely forcefully, on mm-hmm. purpose,
right.
actively pursuing a love for God,
right.
it'll affect your children because nobody rebels against that which
they love. Yes.
That's a great truth. Any further thoughts before we
close
today? I was
just thinking, when we do our marriage podcast, we often use that quote by Dr. Adrian Rogers, and he says, love is never stagnant. It is either growing or it's declining. And I think
It's never static.
Static? Oh, I put stagnant. Yeah. I'm sorry. It's never static. It's either growing or declining.
In other words, it never stays
right.
in one place.
So that no matter what you're going through in your home or in your ministry, you can always be growing in your love for Christ.
And you can return to your first love.
Yes. If you ever just take that break or just, you know, put it on pause and you're
sure.
like, oh, of course I love the Lord. Look at everything I'm doing here for the Lord. And you're not working on your relationship, then it actually is declining. It's not growing.
You've been listening to Keeping It Young, where we have conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. Today was the conclusion of our episode entitled 7 Vital Steps for Building a Christian Family, Part 3. Join us next time for part 4 as we continue this discussion.
For more information or to hear more Keeping It Young, go to tilradio.org or keepingityoungpodcast.com. This has been a co-production with Keeping It Young and TIL Radio Network.